Country artist Brandon Stansel is here to talk about his new EP and music video, Slow Down, and give us his spin on our LGBT issues. Hi, Brandon.
Hi, good morning.
Tell us about your new EP and music video.
Sure. Well, the Slow Down EP was written over the past few months. It's co-written by a friend of mine out here in LA and some friends in Nashville, and you know, we got together and really wanted to write something that was reflective of me as an artist and an individual, but also accessible to people in the LGBT community and country fans as a whole, really. And I think that we did that. I think that the music is fun, but it's also very much me, and really proud of that. The video was written, directed by a good friend of mine, Trent Atkinson, who I've worked with before, and was one of the very first people I met when I moved out here to LA, and he kind of came up with the entire concept, and I, you know, typically just roll along with whatever he's envisioning, but really fell in love with his treatment and had a fun time shooting it, and thought that it was really important that even though the song is pretty wide open to interpretation, the visual was reflective of me and my life as a gay artist.
What was your inspiration for creating it?
I had just started kind of dating at the time after a kind of a long hiatus of not dating, and this was kind of the first time that I had really known that I could feel these feelings again, so I wanted to write something about it, and we just wanted to write something that was reflective of those first initial moments where you meet someone and you see potential in that person as being someone that you could really be with and really love, and just trying to capture those moments where, you know, you're just grazing each other's hands and, you know, looking into each other's eyes and just really capturing those initial moments of infatuation and just wanting to be together and, you know, hanging on to those things. So I really enjoyed writing it, and, you know, when we finished and we had our first work tape of Slow Down, my co-writer, Mylon, and I looked at each other and we said, we think we did it. We achieved what we set out to, and I'm really proud of that.
What do you hope to accomplish with your music?
I have been a singer since I was a little kid. I used to run outside and sing to just about anybody who would listen. I grew up on a farm, so that was usually mostly animals that couldn't get away from me. So I always had people that would listen to me. And, you know, growing up, I've always loved country music and wanted to be in that world. And it's taken a while to figure out, you know, what my voice is and find the sound that I really wanted to put out there. And now that I feel like I have, I think that it's taken me a long time to figure out, you know, my sound and my place in this world. And I think that as important as it is for someone to follow the dreams that they've had since they were a little kid and really try to make those come true, I think that it is equally important to not only do what I want and love to do, but also be honest and genuine about where the music's coming from and put that out there.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
I think that really the first step for anyone is just being honest and being genuine to who you are. For me, that is, I write and sing country music. So, you know, I think it is my responsibility to be genuine in the music that I put out there and how I portray myself. I think that it's really important that you see me with someone that I would be with, and that is a man. If it's a song about heartbreak or breakups or anything that, you know, we country people like to write about, the visual is genuine to the artist, and I think that's the first step for really anyone.
What would you like to see happen for LGBT equality in the next few years?
Well, you know, I think over the past few years, we've made great strides thanks to so many people better than I, and I am so thankful and grateful for that and benefit from those things. I think that we still have a long way to go, and I would love to figure out how to do my part to help in that. You know, one of the things that I think about is the fact that we still have states in my home state where people just like me can be fired from their jobs just for loving the people that they love, and I think that's grossly unfair and un-American and not right, and I think that it's something I would love to see change. You know, I came out as a 22-year-old man and was at the time working in a job where I didn't really know how my boss felt about me being gay. They didn't know, and I really relied on my paycheck at the time, like most people do, and I don't think that anyone should have to go through the fear of coming out to their boss for fear that they're going to lose their job. It is a horrible feeling and experience, and something I personally had to go through, and something that I just want to shield others from ever having to experience. So I would love to kind of see that pushed forward and, you know, making this a thing that people in the LGBT community don't have to worry about anymore.
LGBTQ teens are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers, and we continue to have numerous teens taking their own lives after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids?
I only can speak from my life experience, and it's not much, but it's what I have. And what I would say is that clearly it's a problem, and I think that the reason for the statistic is that not only are these kids going through something that is causing them to contemplate taking their own lives, but they also feel like they have absolutely nowhere to turn. The world is different than it was even 5 years ago. Organizations like the Trevor Project, the It Gets Better Project, have, you know, come to a place where I think more people know that those things exist, and they are there as places for people like that to go, and great support systems. So my advice to these kids would be, get help. You know, reach out. There are organizations and people in place that weren't even there when I was going through this. And I think that's wonderful and great. And my advice would be, people are there, people care, reach out and talk to them.
How can people get information about your new EP and music video?
Well, it is kind of all over the place. You can check it out on my website, which is brandonstansel.com. The music is available online anywhere that you can find music online. And then we just released the video. A wonderful country publication called The Boot premiered it last Monday. So it's available online on their site, and then also on YouTube and Facebook, so you can check it out there. Like I said earlier, extremely proud of this project and kind of the way that it came out, and it's up online.
What other projects are you working on?
I kind of take things one day at a time here. I just finished this record and released it September 2nd. I just recently did a show downtown at the Springs in downtown LA, which was wonderful. We had about 100 people come out and hear me do about a 20-minute set, which was a lot of fun. And then later this month, I'm reconnecting with Trent, and we are shooting a video for the third song on the record, which is a song called Never Know. So that is kind of the next thing on my horizon. And then starting in January, I'll be back in Nashville writing all over again. So it's just this never-ending cycle of making music and putting it out for people who want to listen to it.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
I feel like we have kind of glazed over some heavy things. So, you know, I would love it if people would just ask me, you know, what my inner golden girl was or something. So I could tell them, you know, my friends all tell me that I'm Rose, but I feel like I'm from the South and very Blanche-esque, but they say that I'm not slutty enough for that. So, you know, I'm working on it.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
It's funny that you've asked this, because I just had a really dear, dear friend come and stay with me from Nashville here for the past few days, and he literally just walked out my door to head to the airport 10 minutes ago, and we were having coffee the other morning, and he looked at me and said something that his partner has always said to him, and he said, you know, Brandon, life is about managing disappointments and to understand and know that things aren't always going to work out the way that you thought they would, that things aren't going to always work out the way that you planned. And it's about how you handle yourself in those situations. It's about how you are prepared to deal with the things that come across your plate that you weren't expecting and that you didn't want is what makes us better. And it's what makes us stronger. And it's what makes us prepared for what is going to come across our plates down the road. And I really appreciated that, because it went from something that sounded very negative to something that sounded extremely hopeful and optimistic. And I have kind of pocketed that. And I know that it's something that I'm going to continue going back to.